grace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 3. From mystery to revelation. Sisti, the stone. When we have a look at the kingdoms on this planet, and have a look at the history of these kingdoms, and I'm interested in this as a teacher of history, then we find out the area of land on this planet, it's always the same. Only the borders, they move from one side to the other and back again to and fro, and that's all. In the end, it's always the same land, but different kings, different areas which belong to a state, that's all. But in the end, there will come this stone and will smash all these states. And there will only be one single kingdom on the whole planet. And this kingdom will stay forever. Forever and ever. And this stone means the coming back of Jesus on this earth. The second advent. First time he came to die. But the next time he comes to reign as the king of the universe. And when he comes to reign here, such an area is a tiny aspect of this planet. He will be the ruler of the whole planet. And is forever. And the inhabitants will be different. Because the new ruler will allow only a special group of people to live on this planet. And this group will be allowed to live there forever. So they have to pass a test. And this test is an interesting one. To be one of the elect with Jesus on the new earth means you have to know him. You have to be in a close relationship with him. You have to love him. No, not you have to. You want to love him. You want to have a close relationship with him. You want to be in the immanence of him. It's something made of love. So only those whose motivation is love towards Jesus, they will be there. They love him, and therefore they obey him. Voluntarily, nobody forces them. They're volunteers, out of love. When two persons marry, a man and a woman, and they become husband and wife, normally it's their will, not forced. And therefore they ask, do you want to? Are you willing to marry this partner, this person here? They are asked in front of the audience. People want to hear. Is it your free will? And the same it is with Jesus. Is it your free will? You're not forced to. It's his love. You can answer for it. Because you are loved by him. He was willing to die on the cross for you. Therefore, you can show your thankfulness and say, oh, thank you. Please please forgive me all my wrong decisions. What I've said in a wrong way. What I have done in a wrong way. And he will forgive it. He paid for that with his blood on the cross. And you will receive peace because your sins are forgiven. How precious. How precious is this experience. Your sins forgiven. You can start new. New. The past, no problem. Forgiven. People who experience this, they will be there on the new earth. In close, loving relationship with Jesus. Willing to obey him. Whatever he wants.